There comes a time when it's more than just fantasy, when it's more than just a dream. There comes a time when you are the coach. Those players out there taking huge hits, smashing sixes and kicking goals, they're your players. It's your pride on the line, all in the name of bragging rights. When the time comes, there is only one place to turn. There is only OTLS Fantasy Sports Radio.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to a very belated podcast this week. Zaino here, and of course, we were aiming to record on Wednesday night until the AFL told us that they were going to postpone and possibly cancel for the week the game between Hawthorn and Gold Coast. In a last-second effort, we thought we'd wait till the Thursday night, find out what was going on, and do a podcast then. Well, Arch, what a waste of time that was, because in reality, nothing's changed for us.
No, well, that's it. Things are changing by the second, Zaino. That's the thing. So by the time this podcast actually gets released, you know, we could all be playing, or they could all be playing in Madagascar or something like that. You just don't know.
There was a strange set of affairs where everybody heard that, Gold Coast and Hawthorn has been postponed and likely to have the bye round 11. So, of course, all the formats started scrambling. Yep. We started scrambling. Our bye plans were completely shot. It was all back to square one. Then we heard that there's a couple of players from Melbourne that could possibly have to isolate because they're in a hotspot. Turns out that they're 6 weeks earlier. So that's not an issue. So they're going to be able to play now. So now we've just gone back to the fact that all it is a couple of games aren't in Melbourne or Adelaide. They're now in Sydney. That's all that's changed. Yep. So it's been a pretty pretty hectic 24 to, 30 hours for the AFL. And, we had all these different scenarios in our heads for no reason whatsoever.
That being said, Zaino, I think the next couple of weeks are going to be really interesting from a fantasy perspective. So I guess we've just got to be on our toes and expect, I think we said it last year, Zaino, expect the unexpected. I mean, we're seeing things like Dreamtime at the G is going to be at Optus Stadium, all that sort of stuff.
Quite possible, yeah.
That's going to be happening. It wouldn't surprise me if a few teams got their bye weeks shifted around at this point.
I would expect most Melbourne teams that are away at the moment, such as Carlton and Sydney, such as Hawthorn. I know Carlton have got the Eagles, which should have been at the G next week. There's every chance that that's going to be up in Sydney. There's been some talk that there was considerations of Carlton coming to Perth, playing the Eagles here, and then playing the Dockers, who they play later in the year, and knocking some of that out of the way. Who knows, Arch? Who knows what the decision is going to be tomorrow for the next day? It's just been chaos, and we'll just keep rolling with the punches as best as we can. What else can you do?
Yeah, well, I think that's the point, Zaino. You know, we're going to get into a bit of buy round strategy and that sort of stuff a little bit later. But, I mean, at this point, it's, you know, plan with the information that you've got now, but expect changes.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Exactly. And I deem it in the same sort of theory as injuries. I guess you tend to predict injury-prone players, not so much predict them, but you understand the risks involved and you make sure you put precautions in place, you know, that risk accentuates. You know, some players like Lachie Neal as an example, never barely had an injury his whole career. So for him to get an injury, you're not predicting anything like that. I put this in the same boat, you know. Do the bulk of things that you would always do, but just be aware that, you know, a few funny things could happen. Like we spoke about the Carlton scenario in Sydney and West Coast, and we spoke about the Dreamtime game possibly playing at Optus Oval. So there's a few things that could play out there. So just keep that in mind and, you know, try and eliminate the risk as much as you can. That's all we can do.
Exactly.
What you gonna do, Jerry? Show me the money! Congratulations, you're still my agent.
So we're a little bit of a different pod tonight, Zaino. Yeah. Obviously, recording on a Thursday, so there's not much point in doing a wrap-up from last round. So we're going to get a bit of a discussion going around your chart of value. We'll have a look at some trade plans. One of the good things, obviously, recording on a Thursday night is teams are out.
Yep.
So we know who's in and who's out. So we'll have a bit of a chat around that. And we've got some questions, I believe, there as well. So we'll do that and get it all done and dusted.
Excellent. Also, we'll jump straight into the chart of value here, Arch. Now, I wasn't going to bother with this until nothing changed and become irrelevant again. So we were going to scrap it for this week, because if we were getting average scores because someone was on a bye on that, the strategy would have been straight out the door. But I will get this posted tomorrow morning, being Friday morning, so keep an eye out on the site. So quickly, we'll run through this quickly. In AFL Fantasy, guys showing great value at the moment is Ridley, Maynard, Hunter side bottom, and Haynes from GWS. So some pretty good value out of those guys. Ridley, break even of 84, Maynard 73, Hunter 93, Sidey 100, and Haynes 91. The big one there is actually Haynes and Hunter have both dropped in the vicinity of $250,000 so far this year.
Wow.
So there's some good value there. The only thing that you need to be very wary of with Haynes is he's got the round 12 bye, which we're pretty rookie heavy in at the moment. So
yep.
Just if you're going to jump on Haynes, I would love to jump on Haynes this week. He's $452,000, Arch. Yep. So we'll get to some things in a minute, but I'm looking at bringing Ridley in, who just happens to be $130,000 cheaper than that. So, so keep that in mind. A couple of guys that seem to always be at the heavy end, you're just waiting for him to drop a bit further. O'Brien, Hearn, there's a couple there. Adams will drop a bit. He had his injury. He's been dropped again. Well, not dropped his injury again this week. Guys like Petrarca, Merritt are starting to sort of, you know, tighten up for the bye rounds. Now, in the rookie, AF rookie stakes here, Arch, Powell, Goulden, Warner, Scott and Barry all have to go.
Well, we'll come to that, Zano, because you've got the bye. Mm. Yeah, because you've got to factor in most of those guys, with the exception of Scott, have reasonable job security. Mm-hmm. So from a pure cash generation, I agree. But this is where it gets tricky, where over the buys, you weigh that up against downgrading to somebody whose job security is a lot less, and you're not then, A, not making any money from them, and B, not getting a score from them over the bye. So that's the tough scenario that we've got at the moment.
I'm not as worried about it being three trades. So it doesn't concern me that much. But those five guys, and I know Scott's out this week, he's been rested, they said, but he's injured. They all dropped money this week. So, or their last game. I think Gordon's missed a couple. He's going to be injured for a little bit anyway, so he's...
Yeah, Goulden's a bit outside that, so he can definitely go if you've still got him.
Yep, but someone like Powell, as an example, has got a break-even of 107, and if you're expecting him to average about 65, which is about where he's been lately, that's a 42-point difference, you know?
Yeah.
So those guys are starting to lose money, so they're the ones you've got to look at, followed by Thilthorpe and Cozzy, who aren't far behind him. So, and then you've actually got Farrah, Iden, Bergman, Burgess, all who are ready to go as well. What I'm going to quickly do, Arch, we weren't going to do our good, bad, and ugly this week because we're just going to skip it. I'm just going to mention my ugly really quickly that I did have in there because it is a little bit still relevant, Arch. My ugly was going to be rookies. And more to the lack of point, the lack of rookies coming through to start doing some of these downgrades. So I just had a quick look at AFL Fantasy as an example. And before trades this week, I have 10 rookies that need to go. Right, basically. So we're talking about the guys like Burgess, Frederick, Power, Scott, Barry, Warner, Bergman, Cozzy, Farrah, Brockman. I've got all those guys. So I also have Jordan, Collier, Dawkins, Burns, Tracy and Flynn, which are, they're okay for now, but in 2 or 3 weeks' time, they got to go. So the problem is we're just not getting the guys to come down to, you know. We've got a couple of debutants again this week in Bianco, and I forget the young guy's name for the Dogs. That's
Garcia.
That's him. So there might be a couple there, but it's really just a trickle, isn't it? There's not really anything to super get excited about. So
there's also Zeno, the the ruckman from Hawthorn, who's held his spot this week. So if you've still got, if you're looking at a downgrade for a Flynn or something like that, or you're like me, I've still got Hunter on the bench, and I wish I could move him on to get, you know, to get a playing ruck bench in there, but it's just not going to happen.
Yeah, well, you're not going to get rid of Flynn yet. He's still only got a break even of 39. You'd have to, but he's playing, so you can play him on field. I mean, I'm not looking at the ruckman guy at him because I've got way too many ruckmen as it is. Reeves is him.
Reeves, that's him. Yep.
And look, he's okay, but I don't know what his JS is quite like. In saying that, if we'd had that situation where the Hawthorn players got their averages because they got a bye this week, I would have brought him in straight away. So,
yep.
Different ball game there. All right, let's have a quick look at Supercoach. So, Dusty is well and truly ready to be plucked there, Arch. He's got a break even of 51. Yep. He's averaging 95. So, he's $110,000 down in Supercoach. So, he's the one to get on. And very similar to the other discussion, Ridley, he's ready to go. He's got a break even of 79. Maynard 77. We're not too big on Maynard. I think he's going to be too much more than he is anyway. Petrarca's 96. Side bottom 97. That's a forward option. Got the round 13 bye. The last bye in the scenario. So he's a good chance to grab. Outside of that, there's not much else there. Hearn and Merritt are still just hanging to drop right back down. And then it's a fairly similar scenario in the rookies, to be honest, Arch. Scott Powell, Burgess, Cozzy, all lost money on the weekend. McNeil, Frederick, if you're running them, Jordan. Jordan's been very different super coach to fantasy. He's got a break even of 75, so he's just about ready to go. So, you know, guys like Warner and even Goulden, even though he's injured, they've still got a bit of growth there. So that's a bit of an issue. The big one, though, for Supercoach is Waitman. Very differently priced in Supercoach than what he was in Fantasy. $173,700. So he's still base rookie price. Not quite base, but very good rookie price there. He's on the bubble this week, of course. Hasn't gone up. With a break even of minus 70. So I'm not over keen bringing him in Fantasy priced at nearly 300. But priced at, you know, 173 in... Well, he's priced at 34, there you go, in Supercoach right now. So he's probably a must-get this week. He's gonna have a massive price increase. So he's one that you can jump on there. But I'll chuck all that data up on the website tomorrow morning, being Friday morning, and everyone can jump on and have a look at it from there. Should I stay or should I go now?
Awesome. Cheers for that, Zano. And I think we'll get now into a little bit of buy round strategy and planning and that sort of stuff. And now everyone knows my buy round strategy and planning, which is basically it doesn't exist. And that's no different this year to years before. And look, if my ranking was a little bit better, my overall ranking, I might have put a little bit more effort into it. But, you know, my strategy this year is basically get as many green dots as possible. So that's what my trades are around. But Zeno, you've put a little bit more, I guess, planning and strategy behind the buys this round or this year. So take us through what you're looking at and what, you know, decent, competent coaches should be looking at as well.
Well, to be honest, it's not been in-depth detailed planning. It's just been the last week or two. I've started to look at where if I was going to be too top-heavy somewhere. And started to look to trade around that. So we mentioned the other day, Arch, and we were just catching up on the phone, and I mentioned that I'm very, very top heavy with round 12 buy players. I've got way too many. In fact, I could only field about 14. So I'm in the process now of making sure that I'm trading out some of those guys. Luckily, a lot of the rookies that need to be moved on, like Farrah, Burgess, Powell, they're all round 12 guys. So my strategy at the moment, I've got a little bit of cash in the kitty. So in Supercoach, I'm basically just going to be bringing in, getting rid of Scott and bringing in Waitman, and then getting rid of Jordan as well. Like I mentioned, he sort of topped out in Supercoach. And I'm going to jump on side bottom there with the buy in the last round. So, and that'll leave me about 250 grand going into the buys just to play with a little bit there. And to be honest, I hope to hold most of my trades throughout the buys because I am running out a little bit there. It's been that sort of year. In fantasy, I'm probably dumping Powell and Warner this week, but I'm going to jump on Ridley and Sidey. So that's going to be two nice upgrades coming into the buy rounds. Again, Ridley's got the middle buy and Sidey's got the last buy. So it just gives me a little bit of flexibility there. And I'll be quite happy with those two upgrades, I think. There's nearly 100 points, probably 120 points on a good day there. So that's cool. And then the following week when we start getting free trades in fantasy, remember as well. So There's a couple of rookies that we spoke about, and I want to have a look at Bianco. I want to have a look at the doggies guy. I want to have a look at a few blokes. And then I plan on doing a double downgrade and an upgrade there somewhere.
Yep.
So I may even do, if there's a third rookie that comes in, I may even do a triple downgrade, so then I can start upgrading guys from the round 12 by the week after. It's all going to depend on what rookies we have available to us for that going into round 12. So I've always been a strong believer that if you can bring in three rookies round 12 that have only just sort of started, you know, at the bottom of their cash generation, you do it. And then you start upgrading strong from there those last two rounds after guys have finished their buys. So so that's how I'm going to work with that there, Arch. And then Dream Team is just an absolute mess and I haven't looked at it yet. So I don't know what I'm doing with Dream Team. I'm looking at bringing in Waitman, who's on the bubble. He's a bit pricey. He's 224 there, but he's on the bubble. So you know he's got two scores to burst there. And the other one is I've got Mansell. He hasn't been terrible from Richmond. And I'm going to take a bunt on Sonny Walters there, Arch. I don't know why.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, he's very well priced, very underpriced. And, you know, I need another bloke that gets injured all the time. It's just, you know, why don't do it? So, well, what I'm actually doing there is I've actually got Mansell in my back line. Obviously, he's a defender. But I've currently got Laird sitting in my midfield. So moving Mansell out, I'll throw Laird back into my back line and just throw Walters into the midfield. So.
Yep.
And then throwing forward eventually. So, yeah, so that's my strategy is definitely around trying to hold a few trades throughout the buys this year and seeing how I go.
Cool. And we will mention more around the rules and regulations around each format's buy structure next week's pod as we head into it around, you know, best 18 and what you can loophole and what you can't and all that sort of stuff. We'll go into that a little bit more in depth next week. But I guess my trades this week, Zano, looking at Supercoach here. So I'm doing a double downgrade this week. So Goulden, who I've still got, I'm getting rid of him, and Scott are going out. And I'm bringing in Waitman, as you mentioned before, and Ryan Burns there.
Mm-hmm.
Burns, maybe I might look at somebody else there, but he's the best value at the moment. AFL Fantasy, I've actually I'm jumping on Bianco, Zano. Mm. He's been in the system for a couple of years now. And let's face it, Collingwood are no good, so they're going to be playing the kids. And I reckon if someone's going to hold his spot, it'll be him. I'm hoping it's not a Rantel McRae scenario. And all we really need him to do is get through the next 4 weeks, through the buys, basically, to get that.
That's what worries me a little bit, is with Adams going out, is there a chance that he comes straight back in next week? So I'm holding off a little bit because this year Collingwood have had that history of just bringing guys in for two or three, ruining him, and then dumping him again. So I want to see at least 1 week out of Bianco. If anything, I'd probably be more keen to jump on the Dogs guy at the moment with their injuries.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's
so
the other.
He's probably the one option, I think's probably got at the moment. It's hard to. It's so strange to say, doesn't it, that the guy going into the Dogs team who was sitting top of the ladder has better job security than the guy going into the Pies who are second last. So
yes, but he also has Bevo as a coach, so no, which is a problem.
Oh, yeah, but the Pies have got Buckley.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Bevo, my other trade is so I'm going Finn McRae to Trent Bianco, and then Scott up to Lachie Hunter, because I agree with you there, Zane. I think with Treloar going out, I'm really hoping we'll see a nice big bump in Hunter's scoring there. So that's my plans this week for that one.
I fully plan on probably bringing Hunter in next week. I've got to toss up between Hunter and Ridley this week. Hunter's got a break even of 93. Ridley's got a break even of 84. In hindsight, I want to bring one of each in over the next 2 weeks. I'm on side bottom this week. I think he's just ready to be plucked. He's not going to get any cheaper now.
Yep.
I don't see either of those other two going up a hell of a lot either way in 1 week.
Yep.
So I don't think the Dogs are going to have it all their own way for once this week. Melbourne might be a little bit tougher for them than we've seen. So, but no, I do like the Hunter move. I like Ridley. I like Hunter. I like Sidey this week. I really like Haynes Arch. I really do. But that round 12 bye will just kill me, I think. I can't do it. So
yeah, he from memory, Zano, I bought him in last year and he got me a 28 or something like that. Oh. So, you know, once bitten, twice shy.
Could he
so
be?
I don't think I'll be going near that.
The new Heater Shaw.
Oh, well, the new Jordan DeGoey, that's for sure.
Oh, there's that too. So, yeah, I forget you're still rocking him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, look, yeah, no, I do. I mean, it's a roulette with the rookies, no matter which way you look at it. Yep. So, it's, yeah, it is what it is. But at least we get three trades next week to start fixing some of these things halfway through
that's
the year.
That's it. All cool. Right. All right, Zane.
Let's have a look at some questions, Arch. I've just got to grab these off of the phone. As I said, we're run by the skin of our teeth tonight.
Flying by the seat of our pants tonight.
That's exactly right. We didn't even have a run sheet properly this week, so we're so well organised. AJS Hawker off of Twitter Sphere. What's your buy strategy now? Bring in Hawks and and have the early buy in round 11 now. That was in relation to last night with the buys being early for Sydney, for Hawks Suns. Now, if the buy was going ahead, we're going to get averages. As I said, I think that young Reeves Ruckman and Tom Mitchell would have both been straight into my team. You had to grab any two Hawks or Suns players for the week because you'd run them through the buys. However, that is now pointless. So we're not going to answer that, AJ, because at this point, ask us again at 6 o'clock tomorrow because it might change again. It's pointless. Will Weber, WR Weber, has asked, pondering bringing in Heaney or downgrade to Waitman, I think he means Waitman, for extra
Waitman,
for extra cash generation, leaving 342k in the bank to go hard next week before the buys. I think that depends a little bit on your buy structure. I'm not big on Heaney. We know he can still go missing, and Sydney have had a great run, but I don't know if their run will quite continue the way that it has. As I said, we've got a couple of rookies to look at probably the following week, so I'm happy to let those rookies ride, as we sort of spoke about, Arch, and catch up the following week. So I would definitely be using the money this week coming into the buys and then looking to rookie down as much as you can the following week. Heaney's not on my radar. I don't know about you. I actually don't even know what he's priced at. I'm going to have a quick look. What are your thoughts on Heaney, Arch?
Yeah, I don't look. I just had a look at his run. So they've got the round 14 bye. They come up against Carlton at the SCG this week.
Yep.
And then, well, then it's St Kilda at Marvel the week after. So where that is or if it happens, we don't know. And then Hawthorn leading into the bye. So he's actually got some pretty good matchups. That the matchup against St Kilda is looking very, very juicy. So I don't mind it. He's been scoring okay, apart from obviously the week that he got injured when he got a 23.
Mm.
He's had, he's doing an 80 average somewhere around there, but he has, he has scored a 45 and then had the week off. So I think he must have got injured in that game as well.
Maybe, yeah.
And then a 23. So apart from his two injury games, his lowest score's been a 63 against Gold Coast, which as a previous Heaney owner in a keeper league, look, he's solid for a 75 to 80. I don't hate it, Zano. I don't hate it. What's his value like?
So his break even is currently, player overview, break even is only 56. Now, his value is not bad because what's he dropped? He's dropped a total of around 10 price. Where's season price change here now?
So he's 481 and he started at 603. So he's dropped about 100,000.
So 120. Yeah, he's 114,000. So, look, it's not bad value. The only thing is, his good scores tend to be against the weaker teams. So, Brisbane round one, he had an 80 when Brisbane was struggling. They beat him. Adelaide, he had an 82. Richmond, a 68. Essendon might have been an injury. Gold Coast, he came back for a 63, who had gone pretty well at that stage. Geelong was a 23. I think that was an injury. Then he's had a 107 on Collingwood, an 84 on Freo. As you see, he's got Carlton, St Kilda and Hawthorn. After the bye, though, we're running into Port Adelaide, West Coast, Dogs, Giants. So
yeah, that's a worry, isn't it? I think you'd only do it in AFL Fantasy, and you'd only want to ride him through the bye, I would have thought.
Yeah, I mean, what do we say he's got? The round 14, 15 bye, isn't it?
14.
Round 14, so that's the last week.
The last one.
So you could almost run him for 3 weeks and then dump him. Possibly dump him before you come into his bye. Big risk in that, because who knows what could happen. But for me, Heaney's too volatile. I love him as a player, but I actually traded him out in that said keeper that I traded him from you from in Arch. So he just does my head in watching some of his scores sometimes. But if you're on him, you're on him, and if you think you can work around those 3 weeks, then by all means, do it.
Yeah, so I'd say, to be honest, Will, I'd say go for it, mate. Mm. Put it this way, I'd say go for it if you're looking at him as a stepping stone into the second half of the season. I reckon you could probably get a 90, 95 average out of him for those 3 weeks. Move him on in round 14 to somebody with a bit better run after that. So I actually don't mind it. And he's probably going to make just as much money as what a rookie will over that time.
Know if he'll quite make that much. But in saying that, I've just also taken the note that you can actually trade Power to Heaney and make $5,000.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. So that might give some indication. I don't mind it, to be honest, on that price. At 490, just let me jump onto my sheet. At 490, he's currently priced at 73. Even then, see, that turns me off him again a little bit because, you know, what is he? He's an 80 player these days, thereabouts.
Yeah.
Look, it's cheap. It's a cheap option to get through the buys. If you need it, do it. That's what I'm going to say. If you can get to a Hunter or a side bottom, I'd do that instead.
Yep. Fair enough, Zano.
But you need 150 grand more to do that, so it's a big difference.
Yeah.
So that's cool. But that was it for questions, so hopefully that does answer it for you, mate. But thanks again, listeners. Bit of a Splash and Dash podcast tonight. Hopefully we will actually be back to normal next week, Arch, without the internet gremlins upsetting us and then, of course, the AFL upsetting us. So as always, hit me up at OTS Zano. Keep an eye on overthelinesports.com.au, brought to you by Check My House Price. Charto value will be up Friday morning. And as we always say, Arch, especially in Melbourne at the moment, just stay safe.
And you can get me at OTLS Archie on Twitter. As always, please leave us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It does help. It does help us get more visibility, and not just us, but all the podcasts that you do listen to. It's very much appreciated.
Excellent. Thanks, everybody. Best of luck this week. Hopefully nothing changes. You never know these days and age. But we'll talk again hopefully sooner rather than later.
OTLS Sports, giving you the analysis and advice you need to get over the line.